Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Peirce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Peirce. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Button moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Button moves to third. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Billy Peirce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peirce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Aparicio trying to get to home. Button throws to White, who tags Aparicio for the out. Landis moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Billy Goodman now playing third base. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is hit by the pitch. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Pierce moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Runnels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Lawler moves to third. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Landis reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett catches it and steps on first to double up Goodman. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards center. Landis fields it and throws to second to catch Gurnett for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Brewer covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewer takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Button is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pierce moves to second. Murray Wall now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson juggles the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Tito Francona. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Don Mueller pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to wall covering. Safe. Rivera scores. Torgerson moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Don Mueller. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Esposito moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Sammy Esposito now playing shortstop. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Sammy White. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall bunts, foul, towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Renna pinch hits for Murray Wall. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Button takes first base on ball 4. Consolo moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Leo Keeley now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-4 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.